for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. That is not Dr. Drew. That is Dr. Ben, who's filling in for Dr. Drew. Dr. Ben is a gynecologist, board certified and all that. He's been on the show quite a number of times, so you should recognize him. He did a wonderful job last time he was in here, and I'm expecting that he shot his wad last time, so I don't think there's going to be too much out of him
nowhere
tonight.
Nowhere to go but down now.
That's right.
Oh, Where's Dr. Drew?
Yeah. Where's Dr. Drew? Dr. Drew is in Canada working with the Olsen twins, doing a film where he plays their father. I know it sounds surreal, but that is what he's doing. The Dropkick Murphys are in here tonight. Ken Casey's here and James Lynch, both from the band. This is a band that I was sort of surprised that we hadn't had on the show before. I lose track, and Ann and I were both a little bit confused, but no, the band has not been on the show, so welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you for having us.
The Dropkick Murphys are going to be out with the Sex Pistols. Well, they're out with the Sex Pistols, right?
We are.
How are those guys?
They're old.
Yeah.
They're surprisingly pleasant.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah.
Is sort of the antisocial part of their act an act, or are they really that way?
I mean, you know, I think a lot's probably changed for them over the course of 25 years, but I think they've mellowed, and they're treating us like gold. So,
and how does that work out? And I don't want to do the whole thing about the Sex Pistols, but I'm always curious, like, when a band goes out with another band, do they call you? Do you call them? How does it work?
We played. They asked us to play their 25th anniversary show in London, and we hit it off then, so they called us to do this tour, but. I don't know how we got on that first gig with them, probably booking agents and all that boring stuff, you know?
You know, it's funny about this business is the bands or the celebrities, the actors, the singers, they know surprisingly little about how they got wherever they are. Like, I was saying to Drew, how is it that you're playing the Olsen twins' father? How'd that come about? He's like, well, I don't know. And I'm like, well, what'd they do? They must have seen you on TV or something, or maybe they're big fans, or maybe they listen to the radio. And he's like, yeah,
you seriously didn't know?
I had no idea.
Interesting.
No, no one has any idea.
Tell you the truth, a buddy of mine told me that we were going on tour with the Sex Pistols before I heard about it from anyone else. So.
Oh, really? Wow. And did you guys fans? Did you listen to them growing up in Boston and everything?
Yeah, of course.
I have met more guys from Boston over the last, like, 5 years of my life. Like, I grew up in North Hollywood. I don't think I thought, like, Paul Revere was from Boston, and that was the only guy I could think of. And over the last 5 years, I've met nothing but Bostonian guys because half of the guys who live there are comedians and, like, professionally, and the other half think they're comedians or something like that. But
oh, we're hilarious.
Bostonian guys are – now, I'm going to take this the wrong way. They're smarter than your average – the blue-collar Bostonian guy is smarter than the average blue-collar guy from Chicago or L.A. or any other cities around, but they're wise asses.
When we're beating up all the college kids that come there, we pick up a little something on the way, you know?
Wow.
I didn't. I really learned that firsthand when I was in New Orleans for the Super Bowl, and I'm a Rams fan because I'm from L.A., and the Patriots beat them. And all after that night was nothing but guys from New England just running around. And all they wanted to know, they weren't celebrating the Pats' victory. They wanted to find the Rams fans and abuse them. And that's I realized, wow, see, L.A. guys, even though they're pricks in their own way, would be celebrating, right. or St. Louis guys would be celebrating the Rams' victory. The best way the Pats fan could celebrate was to find the Rams fans and abuse them.
We're so used to losing that we just need to rub it in. We're poor winners, I'd say.
Yeah, it just seems to be a part of the country where everyone has a good sense of humor, and everyone seems to have, like, a sharp tongue, and everyone seems to be a little smarter and drink more. It must be, like, more fights per capita over nothing.
I concur.
All right. Well, anyway, Dropkick Murphy's in here. We're going to hear something off their CD, but I'm trying to think if we're going to CD's called Blackout, by the way. And if you want to find out anything about the Dropkick Murphys, you can just go to www.dropkickmurphys.com and find out anything about their tour dates and all that stuff. Again, it's going to be with the Sex Pistols for, like, what, the next few months?
No, we're almost done, actually.
Holy Christ.
Yeah, we're on tour for the next few months, but we only got, I think, 3 shows left with the Pistols. So.
And then what?
Then we're just headlining the rest of the dates. So.
And then is it back? Does everyone live in Boston?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's back and just relax or work on another CD?
No, we just tour and then we go home and tour, do our laundry and go to a couple hockey games and then go back on tour. And that's life.
Well, maybe you guys know the Bostones?
Of course. Yeah.
Good guys, right?
Good guys.
Love those Bostones. All right, so maybe we should hear a Dropkick Murphy song now. Let's do that. Let's hear one early, and then we'll play the next one in the 11 o'clock hour. Although, I don't know. That would be Dickie from the Bostones. I don't know. Oh, yeah, I know what song we're playing. It's called Walk Away. There you go, everybody. Dropkick Murphys. Ken and James both here from the band tonight. Blackout, name of the CD, on tour with the Sex Pistols. Dr. Ben filling in for Dr. Drew.
Okay.
And we'll skew the calls toward gynecology.
Yes.
Or gynecology. Tonight. Perfect. All right. That is Dr. Ben's field of expertise. Ryan?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
I just had a question. My girlfriend and I have been sexually active now for about 5 months, and we have not been using protection. We stopped using protection once she got on Depo, and I was wondering if that was really a replacement or if it was any better or any worse.
Hold on. Who just entered the cabin?
It was a door.
That's my front door.
Oh, that's your front door.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Your buddy just come on, or are you walking out?
Yeah, I'm walking out.
All right. Got to get a little fresh air.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Yeah. All right. So, what about that, Dr. Ben?
What about
Ben?
That depo? So, first of
good
all,
stuff,
Ryan,
right?
just fill me in on the details. When did she get her depo shot? Do you know? When did she
start? She got it about 3 or 4 months ago.
Okay, and has she been keeping up with it? By now she should be on her second shot, because Depo is an every 12-week contraceptive.
I think it's three times a year, isn't it?
It's actually four times a year. It runs out after 12 weeks. Some people actually administer it every 10 weeks. So if she hasn't had her shot in more than 12 weeks, she needs to get another shot.
Well,
that's the short of it.
She's not pregnant. So is the Depo any better than condoms if used correctly?
Sure. So let me kind of go over Depo, and then you'll see why it's kind of important.
Who has to do it? The doctor?
Yeah. It needs to be, well, to be honest with you, any healthcare professional who can administer injections can do it, but it needs to be a prescribed medication.
Three months.
It's every 3 months administered in the muscle. It could be in the arm, in the buttocks, anywhere where there's muscle, this shot goes. And it slowly releases one of the hormones that's in the birth control pill. So the oral contraceptive pill, the combined oral contraceptive pill, which most people use as contraception, is a combination of both estrogen and progesterone. This is a progesterone-only injection. The progesterone slowly, after it's injected, goes into the bloodstream.
Let me explain what Ryan is doing right now. He can't hear you. He's fixated on a moth that's hovering around his porch light, and he's just staring at it,
So let me just tell you this. The short of it is that what's nice about Depo is instead of your girlfriend needing to take a pill every day, she just gets an injection every 12 weeks. But in order for it to work, she needs to keep getting her injections every 12 weeks. Well, if it's been more than 12 weeks, she needs another injection.
What's up with moths, by the way? I've been on like a moth-killing rampage lately, like something got into my closet. And
packing that.
I was just thinking, like, you know, once in a while I get a little angry guy, and I'm like, what's the plan here? What was the idea? First off, not so much for me, but for the moth. Like, you're attracted to the flame. You fly in a circle.
The
you get dizzy.
The moth is a poor man's butterfly. It's got nothing going for it, really.
It is nothing, and they don't do anything. They don't fly very well. They almost look like they're not really meant to fly. They, like, fly drunk. They get dizzy. They get sucked in. Once the thing, like, you come in during the summer night, and your porch light's on, and you open the front door, and you see a moth flies in behind you, and now you're standing by the front door, and you're trying to kick it out. So you don't have to kill it in your house, but it won't go back out. And then you flip on another light, and it goes over there. And then it's eating a sweater. What the hell kind of animal is this moth? You get rid of these things once and for all. Are they just food for other animals? Look into this, doctor.
So, yeah, four times a month, and you'll be fine.
Four times a month, you'll be fine. But
burn in hell.
I don't know what's up with it. Why is a moth attracted to light, by the way? Like, what good does that do a moth? On an evolutionary, but they fly in a circle. They burn. Then they get caught in the porch lamp. You know, they all start to build up in the light fixture and stuff. What kind of light is that?
They had to create mothballs, and they're no bargain either.
Oh, smell like crap! My God, I told my wife. I said, "There's moths all over the pantry here. They're in the crackers or the pancake mix or something. You got to do something about this." She comes home with mothballs. Now the Triscuits taste like mothballs. All right, John?
Yeah.
What's up with moths?
Well, I'll tell you, man. They use the moon and the sun to guide them.
Into what? Into my entryway?
Well, see, when you turn on a porch light, they think that's the moon.
And nobody really wanted to know what's up with
them. They kind of fly in circles.
All right, but where are they guiding? Where are they going? Do they migrate? Is it a great moth migration?
Yeah.
All right. All right, so what's up, John?
All right, well, this might be a really stupid idea, but my girlfriend's libido's dropped since she got off the Depo shot, and I was thinking that I could maybe mix a little bit of testosterone cream in her lotion.
Go for it.
This guy is a budding devious pharmacist.
Why don't you just drug her and hump her? Why all the pharmaceuticals? Just actually, you know, hit her with a candlestick and have your way. Just sort of cut out the pharmaceutical middleman here.
I just want to know, I've been on the show several times. I've never seen so many Depo questions.
I've never even heard of one.
What's going on with Depo tonight?
I don't know. Two straight questions on Depo.
It's great because, you know, it's easy, but my God.
Nothing more entertaining than talking about dosages of hormones being administered via a needle. John?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you should do that.
Yeah.
What happens when a woman does get testosterone? I mean, is that basically menopause?
Well, women make testosterone. A lot of people don't know this, but the ovary makes testosterone just like the ovary makes other hormones like estrogen and progesterone, the one that we usually associate with women, but it does make testosterone. In women, seemingly, testosterone is associated with libido. So women who don't make enough testosterone, like menopausal women,
right,
when their ovaries basically begin to shut down, can have libido issues, libido problems.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that John may be hinting at, and again, we're getting into the Depo issue as far as how long it takes the medication to get out of your system. Sometimes, even though the Depo is supposed to be administered every 12 weeks, as we just discussed, it can stick around for a much longer period of time. It's in the muscle. It can sometimes take up to 18 months to completely come out of your system.
If it's in your muscle and you get your shot in the arm and somebody slaps you on the back,
yeah,
and it all be released in one dose,
good question.
I'm going to work that into something.
Another good pharmaceutical question. But just to answer John's question about the libido issues, it might just take her a little bit longer, some of this Depo, to completely get out of her system, because Depo does decrease testosterone levels, in fact.
So maybe she should – I know I'm cutting you off
Said
in fact, but
You're done with Depo. I can see
it's not going to be that interesting, whatever your in fact is. I know that sounds cruel.
No,
but
this actually is part of your master plan, so
I really
want to talk to you about it.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't part of your master – about child molesters.
Right.
You have a master plan for child molesters.
I do, yeah.
This is part of the master plan for child molesters. They get
Depo
injections because they decrease testosterone levels, and that in men is also associated with libido, so it makes these, you know,
heavy
child molesters not as anxious to do their business.
Hmm. But is that – I always thought – they always say it's like a crime of – I don't know. It's a deviance or anger or something. Like, is it all about sexual drive?
Well, in men, lowering testosterone levels can cause them to not have erections.
What about cutting the nads off?
Yes.
That'll work, too. That's another way to decrease testosterone levels.
Then putting them in one of those clay pigeon loaders and doing the pole thing.
That's the master plan. I forgot about that.
See, that's the second part of the castration that they don't – that's the part they need to really do, is like the guy going, pull. You know, the guy with the amber – guy wearing the amber shades and the hunting vest?
Yeah.
Ted Nugent.
Was he on the show?
No, he wasn't. But he would be a prime candidate to be the guy, the trigger man on my NAD launching skeet competition. Turn it into an Olympic sport.
Sounds good.
The guys who are really good would be like multiple NADs. Like, we have the NADs of five sex offenders all loaded. Pull! And the guy's just, you know, he's got a pump action. He's going to town. All right. I'm going to line. I don't want to take a Depo shot.
No more Depo. We're done with Depo.
All right.
What about moths?
Yeah, what about that? Charlene?
Hi, Adam.
You're 18. What's up?
Well, this is a stupid question, but I really wanted to talk to you because I'm in love with you.
Ooh, wow. Should we leave the room?
No. Too bad you're married now. But my cat eats moths.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
Thank God for this, Charlene.
Gotta get one.
Thank God.
You could borrow them sometime. But here's my question. Even when my boyfriend takes a shower, his balls still smell.
Oh, get rid of them.
Yeah, what is that? I got that, too. I mean, just seconds after I step out of the shower, it's like, wow. Really? I didn't even do anything. I was just going for the aquafelva, and all of a sudden I worked up a stink.
Yes,
what is that? What is that down there? What do we need that for? Let's get rid of that moss. I mean, here's all I'm talking about in life. Is there's a whole bunch of stuff where people can trace stuff back millions of years and figure out why we have pubic hair and why we have the remnants of a tailbone, or why we have two appendixes or whatever, why we have our appendix or whatever. All this stuff. Let's just get rid. We don't need it anymore. Can we start cutting back on the ball smell? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Is there some kind of move science can make? You know what I mean? Like everyone goes like, well, the reason your sack smells is, you know, 2 billion years ago in order to attract the other women. Yeah, now it's hurt my game. Yeah, you understand? It's not helping.
It's kind of hard for me to give him a BJ now. So.
Well, what if, does he really get in? What about hair? Because the hair will hold in the smell.
He's kind of furry.
How about if he thins that hair out? I bet it'll release some of his essence.
Maybe we'll try it.
Yeah, try cleaning up down there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Especially, fire season. You got to clear that brush down around the bottom of the sack. Surprise, the fire department marshal hasn't come by. Yeah, clean that out. That'll clean that smell out.
Okay,
then you just soap it up. Right?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. All right. Good. All right. Good. Some guys. Some guys got that. Some guys don't. Mm-hmm.
Poor bugger.
Yeah. Listen. You guys, all right with the sack smell?
My sack smells great.
Yeah, to me too. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
I think it's. No, I mean mine. Mine's.
Can't
mine's
put your pants
okay.
Back on.
let's take a question for the band.
Yeah.
Okay. Chris.
Yes.
You're 18.
Yep.
You got a question?
Yeah. Hey, I love you guys, the Murphys.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thanks, pal.
I saw you guys at Warped Tour. You guys freaking rock.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah, I was going to go to your concert on your tour right now.
Yeah.
I was wondering what we could be, like, looking forward to see.
Well, you're in Tucson, geez. Right? So you're going to see
Tucson.
Him on
Tucson. Oh, that's actually not
Tuesday.
With the Sex Pistols, so you'll get the whole deal. We'll get to play for a long time, and, you know, when it's our own show, we hopefully, you know, there's a lot of blood and guts and broken equipment, and in the Sex Pistols shows, we have to kind of behave ourselves. And but other than, you know, it's going to be our first headlining show after opening for the Pistols the whole time. So I think we'll be pretty fired up, you know, to play the majority of kids coming to see us. So I think that should be a good one.
Yeah, I never really thought
I'll
about
wash my
that.
Balls
but
for it.
You do. I mean, when you're opening for the Pistols, you know, it's a gig you can't turn down, but most of the people are, a lot of people in the stands are there to see the Sex Pistols. You can win them over, but it's like not the same as the people are there to see you first and
actually,
foremost.
Actually, you know what? We a lot of kids are coming for us, and then we're such similar bands, and you know, stylistically, that it's not a problem in that way. It's more the venues. We're playing these venues with seats and stuff, and we're used to, like, you know, punk rock
sofas,
kids stage diving
no
and
seats.
All that. And,
right.
And so it's a little odd in that regard. So, like, you know, our own shows, we really don't have any seats. And if there are seats, they usually get torn out pretty quick. But so it'll be good to just get back to our own environment.
Are you going in Tucson, Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to the one at the Rialto.
All right. Well, they'll see you there.
Come backstage. Right. We'll have a beer.
Right. Don't bring that little foam seat pad thing, because you'll find,
no
seats there. You understand?
Yeah.
All right there, buddy. Right. Good times. All right, we're going to take a little break. Dr. Ben is filling in for Dr. Drew. Dropkick Murphys are in studio, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Ben, gynecologist, filling in for Dr. Drew. Dropkick Murphys here tonight. Blackout, name of the CD. Ken and James both here from the band. We'll hear something else off the Blackout CD in the 11 o'clock hour, finishing up their tour with the Sex Pistols and then headlining their own tour. You can go to dropkickmurphys.com and find out all about their tour dates and all that stuff, because I'm looking at it, and they're coming to a town near you. So where are we now? We're going to get back to the phones, and let's talk to someone who lost. Let's talk to Sonia. Sonia?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, like, occasionally on the weekends, I'll, you know, go ahead and drink and smoke and, like, smoke pot and stuff like that. And then lately, I'm doing it more often, and, like, the past, like, 2 days, I haven't. And, like, I feel like I need it, like, I have to have it, like, I crave it more. Like, I'm going to, like, be addicted to it.
Yeah, well, why'd you stop? Jesus Christ, you can't start something and just, just quit it. Today. You know, I want to drop out of high school football, but I, you know, my dad said, son, you know, you start something, you finish it. What happened, Sonia?
Well, it's just, like, I haven't been around my friends at school.
That's kind of, everyone's got an excuse like that. You haven't been around your friends,
like,
your dealer died. I've heard them all.
Well, all right. It helps, like, it calms me and it, like, zones me out and it lets me, like, focus on just, like, a certain thing and, like,
was
not
that
everything that's going on in my life.
Right.
That's called being stoned.
That's right.
Well, I know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well,
you need a man to fill up some of that time.
Yeah. I don't have a boyfriend.
Well, there you go. That's
me.
Geez.
What? Well, it's not easy.
Well, okay. So, what do you got going in your life beside weed and masturbation? I mean,
that's one thing that doesn't happen. But, like, well, he just broke up with me recently, but we had a daughter together, and she's 17 months now. But I've been wanting to break up with him for a long time because we were, like, verbally and physically abusive to each other. So
who's looking out for the kid?
Yeah, what are you going to do with the kid?
Well, she's with me, and we both take care of her. We pay half for everything.
You and the physically, verbally abusive guy and the physically, verbally abusive mom are taking care of the kid?
For what? I'm the mom.
Yeah,
I'm
you're not the mom, but isn't the biological father of your child the abusive one?
Yeah, like towards me, or he was anyways until like we finished being together, yeah.
Right.
And he takes care of her and everything. Yeah, like, he doesn't do that stuff to her. He's not anywhere like that.
I know, but let me just say this. Everybody thinks this stuff exists in a vacuum. It's like, yeah, he does heroin, but he's never high around the kid. He's verbally abusive, but he never does it in front of. We never do any, you know, we're swingers, but they don't see mommy with the pool man and the gardener simultaneously. Listen, that's who their parents are. That's the worst part. Do you know what I'm saying? You don't have to do it in front of them. You got stupid, verbally abusive and physically abusive dad taking care of you. Whether he's abusive to you, hey, it's better than him being abusive to you, but it's still he's still an a-hole who's raising your kid. Are your parents around anywhere?
Well, I live with my parents. Well, me and my daughter live with my parents, and he lives separate.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like, are you completely done with this guy, and he's just going to sort of confuse your kid for the next 18 years?
No, like, he takes care of her, and, like, he has to be around. I can't take care of her by myself because I don't get financial support from my parents. It's, like, me all on my own with his help.
Does he have a job?
Do I have a job?
Does he have a job?
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. You broke out. He has a part-time job, if he wants to classify that as a job. He's kind of a lowlife, and I'm kind of glad we're not together because he would have a job, and he wouldn't go because he'd rather be out with his friends and doing stuff like that.
Yeah. What are you spending money on booze and weed for?
How much money do you think you spend a week on the weed?
Do I? Oh, I don't have to spend money. Like, I don't spend money.
Because you're selling it?
Well, let me just go on a small rant for a second here. Many years ago, I attempted to put a second story on my garage, but impossible, according to the city. Too dangerous. Wasn't 5 feet back from the curb. God knows, the world could come off its axis and fly out and into some sort of hole and be swallowed up. But every crackpot 15-year-old gets to crank out as many kids as they want while they're trying to score dime bags. No one's got a word to say about that. Nope. Nobody's going to step in there.
You don't need a permit for that.
No, nope, I can't put the goddamn second story in the garage, but all the Sonyas of the world crank out as many kids as they want with the drug-addicted losers who don't feel like working, and it's not our place to say anything. Or if we do, it's somehow racist or bigoted, or we're just evil. We're evil Republicans that are trying to twist everyone's arm. BS. Someone should be working with the Sonyas of the world. By the way, the kid's a year and a half years old, and she's 17.
Yeah. I mean, she's gonna have, I think, the real tragedy.
She's going to have 70 kids by the time she's in her mid-30s. I want to know who's working on you. Sonya?
No, it's not.
Do you have a team of people assigned to you? Like, yeah. I want a SWAT team guarding your vagina.
I'm not.
Hondo,
like,
and Luke and TJ. I want them all there. I want the one guy with his hat on backwards for long-range stuff, like some guy sniping around several hundred yards away. Is anyone telling you not to have any more sex for a while or to use birth control?
But no, listen, because I'm not having any sex. I'm not doing any of that.
Yeah, because you kicked your abusive boyfriend out. But there'll be another guy coming around in about 10 minutes, and you're going to have another kid.
Hey, no, it's not like that. It's not like that at all.
I see. All right. Well, I've totally misgauged you.
Well,
I apologize.
No, okay, like, I'm not like all crazy and wild and go have sex.
Okay, well, here's the thing. You're a mother now. Even though you're 17, you're a mother. So the weed and the boozing and all that stuff is all got to stop. That's it.
Just stop. That's it. All right.
Well, think of your daughter next time you want to say hi.
Can you stop?
Yeah, I can stop. Like, the drinking thing, I'm not going to, like, become an alcoholic. At least I don't plan on it. I'll do it occasionally.
Yeah, but listen, you didn't plan on getting pregnant when you were 15 and 3 months either.
True.
All right, so your plans aren't great.
Okay.
I'll do the planning. Here's the deal. You don't get pregnant again for about 100 years. All right, until that meteor hits. There's a big meteor coming about 14 years. It's going to clean up the world. Only things, only people are going to be left are me and the righteous.
And moths.
And moths. And a super cat that eats moths. One huge one. One Garfield-sized cat.
Charlene's cat.
All right, so listen, Sonia. No more booze. No more pot. Stay away from the abusive guy. Don't trust any new guys. And if you can't stay away from the booze and the pot, you got to get some help. You got to go to, like, MA or AA, all right?
Okay.
Your kid needs a good, sober mom.
All right.
I just couldn't imagine being a 15-and-a-half-year-old parent, and I can't.
What's MA?
Marijuana.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, they got that.
They have that? They get everything.
They got everything.
I thought it was masturbators or something.
Yeah. Now, that, I guess that's SA. It's sexaholics.
You're right.
Right. Yeah, I'm hip on all the A's.
You know it.
Sit here next to Drew long enough, you know, every A. You find yourself sitting around just spouting off.
A's.
A-holes. A-A's. All right.
You're getting a counseling contact high. Able to just name things off of because Drew was sitting next to you all those years.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Important. That's good.
Yeah, you're talking to people and you're going, that's a serotonin reuptake inhibitor you're on. It's a class 3 drug. Like, what?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah.
I was cleaning carpets in North Hollywood 10 minutes ago. What am I talking about?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
oh,
well.
Oh, my God.
Sarah?
You're learning.
Yes, hi.
You're 22?
Hey, Sarah.
Yes, I am. My question is, I've been on this kind of birth control. It's like the pill, but it's like I'll have my period on the third week.
Mm-hmm.
Like on the third row of pills, and on the fourth week, like the sugar pill, I won't have anything. It'll just like go back to normal.
All right. So what birth control pill are you on?
It's Cyclessa, I think.
Cyclessa. So Cyclessa is a relatively new birth control pill, and it contains 25 micrograms of estrogen, which is a fairly low amount of estrogen, and that's probably why you're doing this. Pills with a small amount of estrogen allow for early or what's called breakthrough bleeding. So your doctor, since you've been on this for 6 months now?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You might need to go up on a slightly higher dosage of birth control pills.
Okay.
You're not
going
to get pregnant, but you don't want to bleed either, so you're going to need to get a little bit more estrogen.
What pill would you recommend?
Any 30 microgram tablet, 35 microgram. The closest thing to what you're taking, Sarah, is a medication called, let's go with Desogen. Desogen contains 30 microgram 30 micrograms of ethanol estradiol, so it's a little bit more estrogenic.
Don't start with "let's go with." It's like you're on a game show or something.
I pick
birth control for 500. Yeah. The category is women in breakthrough bleeding. All right, Bob, let's go with ortho-tricycline. Come here, let's go with. And you're definitely 100%.
Go with Desogen.
All right.
Go with that. That's the next step up, and you won't break through.
All right, go with the Desogen. And again, go with God. And where are we? I'm going to go by who's been on hold the longest, and that's going to be line one. I'm always amused when people have been on hold for 60 minutes and the show's 37 minutes long so far. I like that. Adrian?
Hi.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I've had a problem with orgasms. I know that it's like almost impossible to have an orgasm during sex, but I can't seem to get an orgasm.
I have no problem with it.
Huh?
James says, Ken has no problem with it at all.
Yeah.
All right, Andy. This radio, everybody. No canned laughter. No warm-up guy warming up the audience. Just crickets. All right, so, Adrian, you're having difficulty having orgasm with sex.
Yeah, like, I can have foreplay for, like, an hour, and it just can't happen. I mean, I've had a boyfriend before that it got pretty robotic with because I just ended up giving up on asking for foreplay, and, I mean, I don't know.
Okay, well, wait a second. Hold on. A second ago you said you can have an hour foreplay and no orgasm, and now you said you had a boyfriend that gave up on foreplay and became robotic.
Well, yeah, because nothing could happen, and eventually I think he just got tired of trying, so then I gave up on asking.
All right,
but I have a boyfriend now that actually, like, cares, and he tries so hard, and, like, I don't know if I can't relax or what.
Well, what about oral sex? Can you have one?
Yeah, and it does the same thing. I mean, it excites me, but
all right, this
not
is quiet.
To the point of orgasm.
You just said yes. Can you have an orgasm?
Yeah, that's the big question. Can you have an orgasm, Adrian?
I can't. Have you ever had an orgasm? I can only orgasm when I masturbate in the bathtub underneath the
Okay,
faucet.
So you can have an orgasm.
Yeah, but I don't know how to simulate that kind of pressure in real life or anything.
Well, you gotta straddle a hydrant or something. I don't know what. It's true. I don't know. There's a lot of women that just have the tub orgasm. I'm sure, and by the way, when I'm in charge after looking into moths and what their purpose really is and how we can eradicate them, the next thing I'm going to look at is how many millions of gallons of good water wasted each year flushing out young women's vaginas in the tub. And I'm going to suggest that we start using gray water for that. You know, not the good stuff from the reservoir. I'm talking about the runoff, the coming off the roof, rainwater, that kind of stuff. You know, when you flush a toilet but there's only a cigarette butt in there, that water. It's gray water. It's not. We don't need it for. We don't need the good stuff. We don't have to dump Perrier on everyone's crotch. We can just hit it with a hose.
Wow,
We're living in a desert here, people. Right. This California, it's a desert. We can't be flushing this good water right into the bay.
Okay, Adrian, can I try to
or the Mississippi in Adrian's case?
So, Adrian, I think, you know, at this point, you're with the right kind of person, and it's all about, you know, for you, possibly the emotional aspect of things and a little bit of the physical aspect of things. You just have to tell this person, it sounds like he's pretty receptive, what would work for you? You guys have to experiment. You guys have to work with it. But the good news here in this relationship is that this guy's willing to try. It sounds like he's willing to learn. Sounds like he's caring about you, and you can have orgasms. So...
Yeah,
it's just about communication and getting on the same page. But I have a feeling it's going to work out for you as long as you can communicate with this guy.
And I don't want people to think that I'm just picking on the women, too. I know about all the 15-year-old guys who are running the endless shower while they're beating off over the sink, looking at their sweaty reflection. That I'm going to put it into, too. I mean, imagine this. Like, there's not a 15, 16-year-old in the United States that doesn't go in there, turn on the water, then head over the toilet and polish himself off, or some chick who's not, you know, legs akimbo in front of the mowing faucet there getting down. I mean, all this stuff's going to go. Not on my watch. I'm going to take care of this. And...
moths.
I'm going to take care of moths. And I'm going to take care of... I'm going to issue... belly bibs for guys, too, so we don't fill up those landfills with the paper towels and the Kleenex and all that stuff. They've been wiping themselves off. Everyone gets one. That's it. We're going to work
life?
It out. Well, you get one, like you get one like through high school, you know, like one side of it is a chamois, the other is a squeegee. It's kind of tool. It's like a tool you'd use to de-ice your windshield or something. It's kind of multiple. It's kind of a Leatherman kind of thing for your belly. I haven't worked out all the details, but I'm going to save the landfills. That's my green party. That's I'm going to run on the green party. That'd be great, wouldn't it? All right. Dropkick Murphys here. Black Out. Sorry, name of the CD. We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Buddy, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Ben. Ben filling in for Dr. Drew and doing a wonderful job, except for all the depo questions.
Yeah, too many depo questions.
That's all right. That's all right. A little stumble getting out of the gate. I mean, you know Dr. Bruce.
No.
Who is? Well, there was a guy who was Dr. Bruce other than Dr. Bruce, but he killed himself. So now there's just a one Dr. Bruce. He found out he was Dr. Bruce. He said take his own life almost immediately.
Wow.
Yeah. Dr. Bruce is Dr. Spaz, who will probably be in here tomorrow night or the next night. Dr. Marcel's going to be in here, which is Drew's, I think it was Drew's roommate in college, and he's a plastic surgeon, and it's great because he has that year-round tan and the pinky ring. They are the
perfect
pimps of the doctor world. He has no idea either. But,
they're awesome. They're always like the best dressed. They're plastic surgeons.
They're plastic surgeons.
They're just, you know, Beverly Hills plastic surgeon. That's them. Visualize it. That's what they look like.
Yeah, they look like they're patients.
Yeah.
I guess they don't want to offend them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you gotta have the have the hair plugs, the gold, the tan, and
big time.
So
art in the office, $15,000 pieces of art on the walls in the office. It's amazing.
I know. I'm always amazed when businesses like I always hate it when a guy pulls up. He's going to work for me. Pulls up in a nice truck. I'm always like, where the hell did you get that thing? That's what is that thing? A step? Is that a dually? Crew cab dually? So you got the big block in there in the tow package? It's a $40,000 truck. How am I supposed to take this bid seriously?
Like, right.
Please tell me your dad kicked off and left you that truck.
Sure.
Or you've just been raping the public? This is how you got... Like, listen, all your contracts, if you got a nice ride like that, leave it at home.
Yeah.
I want to see you pull up on a donkey.
Exactly.
just coming up on a donkey.
That's my low bidder right there.
I'm going to need to... You got a stake I can put in the ground or something I can tie the donkey off to? He doesn't need to eat, but if we can water him, that'd be cool.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, something. I don't even want it to be your donkey. I want it to be a borrowed donkey. I got to get the donkey back to the Grand Canyon by 2, so I got to wrap this up.
Seriously. So whatever you can pay me is fine. I got to get...
Yeah, I don't want fancy briefcases. I don't like Rolexes. I don't want pinky rings. I don't want any of that. I want you in a poncho. I want you with sandals, poncho, a boner, and a donkey. That's what I want. The boner's just, that's for me. That's apropos to nothing. Boner. I like that.
Okay.
When you're wearing a poncho, you get a boner, you're riding a donkey. That's all. All right. Yeah, I don't want you with a briefcase. I want you with just like a... you know what I want? I want a briefcase that you fashioned out of a cardboard refrigerator box that you've used some duct tape on and actually made into a little bit of a folder. That's what I want. And for a pencil, I want you to use just a piece of charcoal. What I want.
I'm getting it.
All right.
You got the visual.
All right. And I want, if you wear glasses or something like that, I want one of the arms broken off. You have to hang on to it. And the other, using a stick.
Yeah.
With dental floss, holding the stick on. That's what I want. And I want effed up teeth. You got no money for the dentist. That's what I want.
Got it.
And then you give me the bid. All right. Let's talk to Corey.
Corey.
Hey, what's up?
You're 16. What's going on?
Nothing. I just want to say, Dropkick, you're bad. I'm going to your show on Thursday. Maybe we could hang out. I'll be hard to miss. I'm going to be wearing a kilt.
Oh, wait, bad meaning good?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm
really good.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what the kids are saying these days, you know?
You'll be in Ventura.
Hold on. Both kilts, right?
Yeah.
I got to just do a little vent myself.
Sure.
Is it a real kilt?
Actually, you know what? I don't know.
Okay, no, what I'm saying is you didn't take your mother's shawl and, drape it around your waist and show up, right?
No, I got it off eBay, so.
Okay, then that's good enough for me. You can come back and we'll hang out.
That's Ventura on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
All right. What's your question, Corey?
Well, I'm 16 and I'm uncircumcised. And my foreskin hasn't retracted yet, and I just want to know, is there anything I should do? Is that normal, or?
Well, you mean when you get that boner, it doesn't pop back? The whack-a-mole thing doesn't come up out of the hole?
Come backstage. We'll take care of that adventure.
Yeah, well, maybe you have, again, so sitting with Drew too long, but that stenosis of the opening there, kind of, you got to stretch it out. You got to work it out a little bit.
Could. The urologist can take care of that. Does it bother you?
No, not really.
All right. Well, listen, why don't you see if you can get the head of your penis through that turtleneck there?
All right.
Can you do that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, listen, you can do it when it's limp, right?
Uh-uh.
You can't?
Uh-uh.
Not when it's limp?
Uh-uh.
Well, that's, yeah.
There
you may
is,
want to go talk to somebody
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, there is actually a little piece of skin that holds that up that can be very easily cut by a urologist. So if you need that done because you want it to look a certain way, that's the person to go to.
Doesn't the opening close too so that it can't, you know, make it...
Well, he's urinating, right? I mean, I assume there's an opening of some sort.
No, I don't mean that. I'm not talking about the urethra. I'm talking about the prepuce there. No. Yeah, no. I was going to draw it, but then I thought, I've drawn so many dicks in my life. I can't draw another one. I just mean, you got the foreskin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then there's an opening to the end of the foreskin, and that opening gets small and the head can't pop through it. I think that's what's going on.
That's what's going on.
Because
there's got to be at least a big enough hole for him to be able to pee out of. So that's a given. And then as far as the retraction is concerned, that's more basically up to him. I mean, if he's got pain, for example, during an erection, if he's got any other issues that have maybe social aspects associated with them, that's where that little, see, at the top, he can have that little bit snipped. I'm not talking about getting a circumcision, but the little piece of skin that's actually holding
frenum.
Up, that's exactly what he needs to get cut.
But if you're going in for that, why not just get the circumcision?
It's up to him. I mean, maybe he doesn't want to be circumcised.
Nine. Yeah, it's like as long as the car's up on the rack, you might as well. If we're going to turn the rotors, let's repack the bearings.
Exactly.
Today, I have to share with you this because since we're talking about circumcision, today I did a circumcision not an hour and a half ago.
Really?
And the sister of the person who I did this with gave me...
Did I shake your hand when I came in?
Gave me a half-hour lecture on religious barbarism and what I was doing. But, you know... obviously the patient's the little boy's mom who I delivered the day before really wanted it done, and it's basically for social reasons. So
you did a circumcision on a kid that was just a couple days old.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
Just hours ago.
Yeah.
And then her wacky sister gave you a speech on
right. And, her, and they had a big fight. I mean, it wasn't a big fight, but just her sister was very opinionated that circumcisions are not a good idea, and her sister, the patient of mine, basically really wanted to have this baby circumcised. So baby got circumcised, but
so were you nice with the sister?
No, yeah. I mean,
that's a mistake.
I'm listening, but
yeah,
you
but
know
I've
what?
Seen
everybody
that.
Has their opinion.
Don't do that. Just tell that nutty broad to shut up.
Who invited her to the circumcision to begin with?
Right.
Yeah. It's the sister.
All right. She's a brisk hill.
She's a brisk hill, exactly.
All right. Well, I'm going to write that down. That's a good one.
Briskill?
Yeah.
Instead of brisket?
No, instead of buzzkill.
Buzzkill, briskill. Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. That's all right. That's not an easy one. We're Dropkick Murphy's here tonight. We're going to take a quick break. Dr. Ben filling in for Dr. Drew, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Ben. Dr. Ben is filling in for Dr. Drew, and quite nicely, I might add. Dr. Bruce or Dr. Marcel in here tomorrow night. I'm not sure. Either way, in for a treat.
I've had anal sex, and I passed out a couple times.
That would be Bruce.
Wow.
Dropkick Murphy's in here tonight. Name of the CD is Blackout. They are on tour with the Sex Pistols, just finishing that up, and they're continuing on with their own headlining tour, and you can go to www.dropkickmurphys.com if you want to find out any information about the band or where they're going. Okay, where were we? We're going to hear another song from the band, by the way, in just a couple of few, so we'll just... we'll move forward, take some calls, and then we'll hear another song. Fran?
Yes.
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay. My friend and I were having this discussion. It's been going on for, like, a few months now. And he thinks that to be a lesbian and have full sex, it's just oral. But I say no. And we decided that we'd call up Loveline to finally get, like, it finalized. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Good question for Adam. Adam?
And what do you
take this one?
Well, for, you know, I don't know if there's any lesbo sanctioning body that actually says, like, this is what sex is and this isn't. What do you think? You need a strap on?
Yeah, pretty much. Me and a few of my other girlfriends, we all do that, but we also kind of lead towards there is no real form of sex if you're a lesbian. But he says, no, it's oral. And
I haven't given it a ton of thought, but I would just assume oral is. I guess here's how you define it, because sex in a way is almost like love with the lesbians in the sense that how do you know when someone's in love, or just because they say they're in love, or how do you know, or do you take their word for it, or what's it mean? It's a little existential, you know. We don't know exactly, but if you met a girl at a club.
Mm-hmm.
You took that girl home, and you both went down on each other for a good long period of time back at someone's apartment. I would say you had sex that night.
Okay, well, then that sucks.
That sucks?
Yes.
Because you don't agree with her.
Because you're wrong?
No, because I'm not wrong.
Well, because you're not wrong?
Right. I don't know. I don't consider it. I don't know. Because think about it, all right? With gays, you know, there's penetration with their sex, all right? In straight couples, there's penetration. But with oral, there's no penetration.
Yeah, yeah. You're missing the joint element. There's no schlong. So this is the problem. It's like, listen.
That's what the strap-on's for.
Okay, well, here's the whole thing. You know, there's lots of stuff in the animal kingdom where, like, eggs are fertilized, but there's no penetration. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can't, but maybe you don't call that being pregnant. But I think you do call it being
different.
Pregnant. Okay, but look, it's hard to have penetration when a penis is absent. God knows I've tried. Okay, so I think you're wrong. I don't know. We can take a vote. What do you guys all think?
I like it either way. It's all
strap
good.
On
it's all
or
good.
Just going down.
Are you
a lesbian?
Someone that's actually having oral sex with women and not wanting to be a lesbian? Is that it?
No, but it kind of arrives from things like that.
Okay. Because that's a lot to deal with if you and your friends are, you know, you're getting together and there's a little oral sex,
no,
but you don't want the baggage
friend.
Of...
This is a guy.
Guy friends.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh. Well, wait a minute. Now, is... Yeah, so the guy's trying to say you guys had sex, and you guys are trying to say, no, it was just like making out, like getting a third base or something, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Lesbian.
Yeah, lesbian. Yeah. Either way, you're going to hell.
I'm involved with a guy right now.
Right.
I okay. am.
He's pretty psyched then.
You're lesbian.
Right. You're fine. Even Drew in Canada knows you're a lesbian.
You're a lesbian.
I love it. Whatever it is.
Drew.
If you're going down on chicks, you may be a lesbian or at least bi. Just because you didn't bust out the strap on. And by the way, the night is still young. I mean, you know, you're 17 years old. That strap on ain't far. It's just around the corner.
That's just dirty.
Yeah, listen, you thought kissing with tongues was dirty a few years ago. Now you're going down on chicks.
No, that was a few years ago.
Yeah, good point.
What was a few years ago? You going down on chicks?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Listen, Fran. I'm saying your buddy's right and you're wrong.
Okay. That's well, that pretty sucks. Really bad.
I know.
What the hell did you call for if you didn't
know? I know. Well, what do you want? Angry. I mean, do we agree that?
Yeah.
You meet a woman, you take her home.
Yeah,
you both perform. Picture. What if you guys both just 69'd the night away? Wouldn't you say as a lesbian that was scoring? I'd say that's scoring. Yeah. That's about the best you'd hope you could do as a lesbian.
It's pretty intimate.
When did it all start? I mean, I I'm 34, and just there were no girls like having these conversations back then. You know what I mean? It was just they wore big sweaters down to their knees, and they didn't talk about, you know, sex, let alone other girls.
I know they all looked like the ugly one from Scooby Doo. They had that bob haircut and the bad, you know, horn rimmed glasses and the mini skirt sweater all built into one, and they never did anything. And now everyone's just on top of each other, and guys are all watching, and it's one big orgy. Nothing.
We missed it.
We missed everything. If I was like in the 10th grade, and I found out a couple of chicks were going down on each other in my high school, would have been like, oh my god! I would have to have someone sit me down.
Oh yeah!
Like I would be like Fred Sanford when he was having that heart attack. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm coming with it. Yeah. I'd clutch my chest with both hands, and they have to sit me down. And guys would like fan me with their peachy folder. You know. Couldn't imagine. Now it's an everyday occurrence. It's kind of, listen, our daughters, they'll be going, one big daisy chain. That's it. They'll be in the tub. They'll be going down. It should be strap-ons everywhere. That's all. That's it. You're going to open your daughter's bedroom door, avalanche of strap-ons and KY. Just going to knock you over and carry you down the hall like a river in tub water. That's what's going to happen, gentlemen.
Gray tub water?
Be prepared. Yeah. Gray, possibly. If I'm in charge,
hopefully,
it will be gray tub water. There'll be a handle for masturbation. Like, you want the gray water for the crotch, or are you going to actually take a bath? Yeah. Wait. All right. Where are we? Let's hear a song.
That's what
I want to hear. Yeah. That's what we got to do. That's all right. Listen, we're going to move to Canada. None of this stuff exists. We'll go up there. We'll start.
Living in an igloo.
We'll start. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do is we'll fish. We'll just go up there. We'll work the land. You know what I mean? So our daughters don't get worked. That's what it is. All right. I'm going to start that. We'll open a salmon farm in Atlanta. We'll go to Alaska or something, maybe. Dropkick Murphys here, Blackout, name of the CD, and this song is called The Dirty Glass.
Dusty, darling dear, you left me dying, crying, air and wind.
you showed me the door.
But you always came crawling back, begging me for more. I showed you kindness, a stool and a tail.
Then you poured me my pain in a dirty glass.
Yeah, you left him bloody battered.
Made it through my door
with my brother's new non-do blackhead registry ID.
Well, you bit off more than you can chew the first day you met me.
Dusty, dusty, come here. You left me dying, crying there. And whiskey, gin, and pints of beer. Oh, they'll be my darling.
You weren't the first to call me mister. You won't be the last.
Oh, I'm sure I wasn't, honey. I know all about your past.
Listen to the Big Shot with his pager on call. You spent most of those nights in my bathroom stall.
Yeah, you got him high, but you'll have to blow.
Mind your own business, boy. How was I to know that he was just a fiend and a no-good cheat?
Well, it's all in the past, bitch, cause now I got it beat.
Dusty, dusty, coming here. You left me dying, crying there. And whiskey, gin, and pints of beer. Don't be you, my darling, yeah. Dusty, dusty, coming here. You left me dying, crying there.
Another good one from Dropkick Murphys. That's off fun. Of Blackout. Dr. Ben filling in for Dr. Drew. Ken and James both here from Dropkick Murphys and on tour with Sex Pistols right now, but we'll be headlining their own tour as soon as that one ends in a couple of days. All right. Let's go back to the phones. And I'm just going to go for who's been on hold the longest. We got 89 minutes
wow.
over here.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Record. Oh no.
No, not a record.
No.
Not even close.
No, like into the 120s.
Wow.
Yeah. That's crazy because somebody will call in, 20 minutes. I guess we open the phones. Maybe someone starts answering them about 15, 20 minutes before the show, before the mics heat up. So if they're on hold 20 minutes before the show, then they can be on longer than the show's been on. Aaron?
Yes?
You're 21. What's up?
Yes, I am. Well, it's kind of a similar question to Sonia, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I forgot what her name was. I have never orgasmed, and I've gotten really close, but I think my issue is kind of emotional, because I get close, and I'm totally there, but, something about it, I just can't let go.
Yeah. Were you ever abandoned when you were a kid?
Not technically, but my mom kind of dropped out after the age of 10, so.
Ooh, and isn't that, didn't resurface in your life?
I mean, the occasional phone call and stuff like that, but.
Really?
Nothing.
What happened? Did she remarry? Was she a drug addict?
No, she's just real selfish.
Really?
She kind of went off and did her own thing and still does.
You know, that's a real sociopath there because, you talk to most mothers, and if you ask them, could you leave your 10-year-old girl, it'd be like maybe 4 days at the max. But the idea of just picking up steaks and leaving town, that's a seriously disturbed person.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff is going to leave some scarring, and it's definitely going to screw you up with intimacy.
Yeah, I wondered if that had something to do with it.
Yeah, well, because this happens sometimes, which is like there's women. There's a couple of reasons why women can't have. There's three reasons. One, they just can't have them. Two, they don't want to give them up. Or three, I'm with them. That's the third. That's in my experience, at least, that's the way it's been. Right. I just can't get it out of them. But and once in a while, they have the quiet dignity to fake it, which I always appreciate. But You sound like you things may be hooked up, but you can't. You don't want to give it away.
Yeah.
And here's the deal: if you give it away, then it's a real. It makes you real vulnerable with the guy, and it's real weird. And the next thing you know, you're real close, and you're not guarded. And because of what your mom did, that may have.
I'm very close. I mean, my boyfriend and I mean, we want to get married eventually and all that, but it's still there. So.
Okay. No orgasm with oral sex.
No.
How about my tub?
I actually don't masturbate. I have a weird thing about that, too.
Why?
I don't know. I think my mom was also weird and, like, showed me sex books when I was, like, 5.
So oh, really?
I think I had this weird aversion to them, to, like, anything like that.
Hey, what do you mean sex books?
Like, this is what, you know, happens when you get to puberty and blah, blah, blah. I mean, nothing dirty, but, like, told me all about it when I was way too young to know.
And what happened? Did your dad remarry and move out?
My dad remarried, and I moved with him after my mom, like, kind of left me. So.
And when's and you say your mom left you, but didn't your parents just divorce and you moved in with your dad?
No, my parents divorced when I was 3.
And you were living with your mom, and then she went on the wall.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to freak you out. Do you talk to her now?
Yeah, occasionally. She calls me, but... I usually don't return.
You're weird and anger. You're angry. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
All right, so once you try masturbating, I mean, listen, okay, so you saw a book when you're 5. Big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, here's what I want to say. On one hand, your past definitely affects you. On the other hand, there's a lot of people that are like, yeah, I got beat up by a black guy when I was 10, so I'm scared of black people. It's like, okay, but get over it. Or, you know, I almost drowned when I was 5, so now I can't go. But get over it. I'm telling you to get over it. Your mom freaked you out with a pop-up penis book when you were 5, and then she left town. You're going to have to get over it, or you're going to have to get some therapy, or you're going to have to start doing something to help yourself. There's issues here.
Yeah.
As far as the orgasm thing, you may not have been a person that was slated to be orgasmic at 21 anyway.
Yeah.
But we can't really tell unless you start diddling yourself.
Yeah.
I'm getting maybe a little bit more from you. Is there anything else going on?
Like, what's that?
Was there anything else going on at any point as far as you being abused in a relationship or a previous relationship to this one? Has there been anything going on with a guy? Not that your mom abandoned you.
I had a relationship where it was my first time, like, I was a virgin, and it kind of ended up where, like, it seemed like that's all he really wanted out of the relationship and dumped me.
So it's trust issues.
Well, that's everybody.
And stuff like that. But,
all right.
I know, I'm not sure trying to blame it on that.
It's tough. Yeah. But, I mean, you have to figure out that you can't. First of all, as far as masturbation is concerned, I agree with Adam. You have to figure out if the plumbing works and whatever gets you there and kind of go from there. And if there are really much deeper issues, that's something that only therapy will help you with. So
here's what I'd like.
Mechanical or emotional.
In terms of my, so listen, your mom abandons you when you're 5 and shows you porno, get some counseling. You just have to. For your husband, for your vagina, for you. Here's another part of my plan for my water conservation and masturbation.
I love this plan.
I want women, here's what I'm going to suggest, and maybe the gray water thing's going to be difficult to hook up, and there may be problems with cleanliness and stuff like that. I'm going to give women an allotted amount of masturbatorial water each week. I'm going to put it in a government-issued Hudson sprayer. Okay. That's one of those pump sprayer things that the exterminator carries around. It'll hold like 6-7 liters, you know, maybe a gallon and a half or something like that. That is your masturbatorial water. You pump the thing up, you get the wand, you put it down there, you can really focus the spray. I'll have a special attachment. I'll have one for like the virgin. I'll have the young sapling, and I have like the full-blown whore one, which is like just 2 inches of just open PVC pipe right there, just thousands of gallons a minute coming through that thing. But I'll work it out. Either way, it won't be going. Won't all just be dripping down the drain? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think the Hudson sprayer's way. And you can take it with you when you travel, when you go to college, when you go on vacation, even using a car. What do you got there? What are you opening?
I was gonna show. Well, maybe gonna save this for the break, but there's 2 emergency contraceptive packages that I brought for Adam to see, since him and Drew talk about emergency contraception every once in a while, and I just wanted Adam to yeah, kind of get a view and maybe to explain to the listeners what it is that if they do end up picking up emergency contraception, by the way, here in California, they can do so at many pharmacies without a prescription, just to go within 3 days. Actually, the earlier they go after unprotected intercourse, the better.
No prescription here in California.
No prescription needed.
And in Washington and where else?
I think it's mostly here in Washington since 97, here since 2002.
Okay, and here's the deal with this emergency contraception, which is something we've been talking about for a while, and I don't hear it talked about too many other places, which is if the condom breaks and you think you may be pregnant, you're not on the pill, you have a form, or you just don't, you just get, like a lot of our stupid listeners, you just get stoned and the guy forgets to pull out or whatever it is, and you think, all right, I may be pregnant now. You can take this pill, this series of pills.
Correct.
It's just a couple. What is it, four or
five?
Well,
I'll show you, because there's two different kind of ways to do it. One is the
Let me just finish one second here, which is you take these couple of combination of birth control pills within, you know, 72 hours, they say. I mean, the sooner the better.
That's correct.
And then you don't have to sit around and wait. You don't have to take that EPT test. You don't have to cross your fingers. You don't have to rub your rosaries. You don't have to do anything.
Right.
Just you will not get pregnant, or you should not get pregnant.
Well, let me give you this statistic.
And it's not an abortion pill.
Okay,
thank you.
Exactly. So you've got basically the one that Adam was holding. It basically comes in a square box. It's got four tablets total in it. Two tablets are taken right away as soon as you get your hands on the box. This is called Preven, by the way. And
it's one the size of a Nerf ball that you take rectally. But I don't want to discourage any of the young listeners.
No. So what Adam is actually looking at is two tablets that are taken right away, and then 12 hours later, another two tablets. This is 75% effective in terms of preventing a pregnancy. So this is very effective. It's just that it's not 100%. We do not have anything really 100% other than an IUD. And for the people that are listening, that's probably not the way to go. It's something that they'll need a
prescription.
100%? That's 99.5% effective.
All right. And here's the whole thing with this emergency contraception. It's not an abortion pill. And I know a lot of the kooky right-winger, Bible-thumping religious retards seem to think it is. They're just basically fundamentally against anything that lets people screw without worrying about going to hell or cranking out kids. But this is a way, if you don't like abortion, it's a way you could put a little dent in the abortion.
It is currently estimated, Adam, that
thank you.
Half...
If you don't like abortion.
I'm going to take a bite out of abortion. I'm going to have McGruff, the crime abortion dog.
It is estimated that if women had easy access to this particular form of emergency contraception, that maybe up to 50% of all abortions would go away.
Right, but why do that? Why just make these horrible abortions go away? And what about the religious right tards, huh? What about you pussies? What about you hypocrites? Please. You'd rather just sit out front and shoot abortion doctors and get behind any pill like this and these cowardly corporations like, I don't know, Walmart. They wouldn't carry this stuff because of the political pressure. And where are the politicians on this? Where's everybody on this? This is a pill. Look. Okay, I this is going to go real
sounds
fast.
Sounds so good, I'm going to take
I'm
one.
I'm going to go fast,
you
I'm
got
gonna
the
need
guys
one
in the
too.
Band taking them.
This is going to cure
good
everything.
Side effects?
The bagpipe guy will sound better. Everyone in the band will play better. Here's the whole thing. All the problems in this world are just caused by unwanted kids. They really are. Just like, here's the deal. Look around this great world of ours. Find me a country with a whole bunch of kids that don't have parents, that are unwanted, that are on the street selling chiclets, and I'll show you a crappy country. Show me a country where the kids are indoors and they're going
Canada.
To school and they're happy. That's where we're moving.
Yep.
Sorry. Salmon Hatchery. Salmon Hatchery.
Just have Drew wait for us. We'll meet him there.
That's right. Don't leave, Drew. Leave the wife. Leave the kids. They're fine. We're going to start a commune, dude. We're going to start an atheist kibbutz. It'll be great. Okay, so here's the thing. Look at those countries that don't have that problem. All right, they don't have the unwanted kids. That's it. Everyone is in prison, everyone who's faking a work injury and collecting SSI, everyone who's beating the crap out of their wife, everybody who's homeless and on the streets, all the vast majority of those people, all the high school dropouts, all the criminals and drug addicts, vast majority of these people are just unwanted kids. They really are. They're kids born to families that couldn't take care of them, didn't want them, shouldn't have had them. Why not put a dent in this population? Is this insanity to talk about this? You're 14 and a half. Your stepbrother forgot to pull out. Shouldn't you have this goddamn thing on your nightstand? And who's against it?
Yeah.
And why aren't the politicians talking about it? What is this?
Yeah.
Well, what do they want? All they want to talk, they just want to talk about nothing. They want to talk about the recall and Schwarzenegger. They want to talk about, you know, the environment. They want to talk about everything, and they want to talk about all the byproducts of this. They want to build more prisons. They want to build more cheap housing. They want to have more parks that are open 24 hours so all the unwanted kids can play hoop all night long. How about just taking this pill? That's all we need to do. Then we get rid of everything. Start closing the prisons down. And on hot nights, we all sleep with our front doors open. And the moths flying right in. No, no moths, because we have screens provided by the government. I'm going to provide the Hudson sprayer and the screens and the moth-eating cats. That's all going to be comped when I'm in charge. And the morning after pill. All right.
Wow.
Dropkick Murphy's here tonight. I'm getting fired up, but
This is one subject. Every time we even approach
nuts.
It, you just die. You
know? Why does anyone talk about it? Yeah. And people are like,
we're talking about it now, and
all
lots
right.
of kids listen, so is hopefully, it? You know.
Yes, and look, here's the whole thing. You shouldn't need a prescription anywhere to get this. This is perfectly safe. There's nothing wrong with it. You're a doctor. Is there anything?
No.
A couple of Tylenol PMs. Anything more dangerous about that than this?
No.
Of course not. It's just a more political crap.
Right. Okay.
Take that, Ken. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Ben filling in for Dr. Drew. Quite nicely, I might add. Dropkick Murphy's in tonight. Blackout, name of the CD. On tour with the Sex Pistols. All right. I'm not going to go on any more rants unless someone brings up Moz. Plan B, but Dr. Ben brought in some more birth control stuff that we're going to get into, but Rob from the transplants is calling in. I think Rob was in our studio just about 4 or 5 months ago. Rob?
What's happening?
What is happening?
Nothing. I'm just driving around. We got in the car, and we turned on the radio, and I heard the lovely voice of Ken Casey. So I call you guys because I tried calling Al's cell phone, but it's not working for some reason. And I called for like the last hour trying to get through, and I finally did.
Let me tell you something, Adam. I was had the pleasure of spending the summer with this guy out on tour, on the Warp Tour, and I was on the Rancid bus that Rob was on, and I went in his bunk one day, and I opened the curtain, and all I found was male pornography and some dildos. I don't know what's going on with that.
And the rare triple-ended dildo, I hear,
yes.
too.
For when they put this video out, I'll just clear the air right now. These guys are starting a little show called Bunk Talk, where they go on tour with the video camera, and they go in people's bunks, and they see what kind of dirt they have in there. And since I'm such a clean-cut, normal guy, when they did my episode, they have found nothing. So they planted all this brutal pornography in it and videoed. So everyone knows now that the gig is up.
My stepmom did that to me in high school. Planted. Dad, if you're listening, planted all those Wii magazines and Chugs and Penthouse and all that. Frisky, all her.
I'll tell you what, though, on that Warped Tour, like, those guys were, like, my saving grace. Like, that was the longest tour ever, and, like, if it wasn't for Dropkicks being out there with us, like, I probably would have killed myself.
Well, did you know the band before the Warped Tour?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But it must be kind of nice if you're going out on a tour and it's like you buddy up, you find some guys you like, and you got something in common, you can hang out with them.
That's what saves your sanity,
It's
right.
nice.
Otherwise, just Fletch from Pennywise giving you wedgies for $4.
Well, he's
bucks.
Actually picking us up.
Actually,
after
like,
oh, really?
Those guys,
you got to get in that car and get out of here,
Adam. Security on that parking lot. The tunnel out of this place. Is he seriously picking you up?
Yeah.
Oh, oh my God.
Jesus Christ. Oh, Rob.
Is he the guy that threw up on Ann?
He threw up on Ann. He threw up on Drew. Then he locked
us in the
studio.
He's with Rob right now.
Tried to take us to Poo Poo City. We didn't want to go. It's horrible. Wow. Oh, he threw up, and the cops had to show up, and they were like, they barricaded us.
Rob, come on by with the guns, all right?
I'm ready. Let me know.
All right, Rob. So what's going on with the transplants and Rancid?
Rancid, well, like their new album just came out and it's doing really well. And
fine album, by the way.
I think it's their best record yet. And so Transplants are on hold right now because Blink's finishing their new record, and I'm doing my solo record right now, so Transplants is kind of on hold next year.
Well, when you're done with the solo, come on by, and we'll give it a good plug.
I would love to.
All right, Rob. Thanks
for
calling.
I'm going to let you guys get back to it. Al Barr, call my cell phone when you're done.
See you later, buddy.
I'll talk to you.
All right, sorry. You're saying bye. I hung up on it. All right. So really, Fletch coming out, huh?
Yes. I should be here by now.
Oh, really? So wrong. He's not drinking. Is he drinking?
Well, we started at about noon, so I don't know.
You're going to need like a... really, just you know, you need like a shark cage with leg holes. And so you could get around. Like you pick it up like a skirt. You walk 10 feet. You set it back down again, and you rest. just get a shark cage, put some leg holes in it, and then you get one of those bang sticks. It's like that... it's a mop handle with a shotgun shell on the end of it, and some mace. Maybe like some jerky and drinking water, too, in case, you know, you got a long way to go, you know.
How big is that guy? How much does he go?
He's a large gentleman.
He's big.
I would say Fletch from Pennywise is 6'7", 6'8".
No, come on.
6'10" with the afro.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he ain't, you know, he ain't 6'5". I mean, he's well over that.
Wow.
And
but it's his girth that's impressive.
Yeah. Huge schlong. No. I mean, yeah. Yeah, Fletch, you're listening, yeah. No, I mean, he got to go 320.
Wow. He fills up a doorway.
Well, here's the whole thing, too, is there's one thing. It's like, it's one thing when you see some guy and he's on the juice and he's hitting the gym and, you know, he's essentially a guy who wouldn't be that big, but he's yoked out, you know.
Yeah.
Fletch is a mountain. You know what I mean? His hand, you know, palm of his hand's like a catcher's mitt, you know. I mean, his parts are big.
Wow.
It's hard to argue with that.
Wow.
You know what I mean? He's not inflated or blown up. He's just that's what he is.
Huge.
Yeah, it's like, you know, midgets are thick and their parts are big and stuff like that. What if there was a midget that was 6'8"? That's what he is. He's a 6'8 midget.
I'm sure he's going to love hearing.
Yeah, it's a good visual.
You don't want to be on his bad side either.
Every side is his bad side. Wow. Even his, like, his top, his right, his left, every side. There's no good side to him.
Huge.
But I don't think he's drinking it. I hope he's not drinking.
I saw him today, and he was drinking.
Oh,
he
really?
Was looking for you.
Oh.
Drew's going to be very disappointed. Very disappointed when he finds out Fletcher's drinking.
No, I don't know if he's drinking. I'm just kidding.
Right. I just like to think he's not. All right, I'm going to start tunneling to the car. So you guys take the next call. Let's talk to Chris. Chris?
Hey, what's up?
21, what's up?
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, I've been having this problem. Well, not. I don't. Anyway, I was having sex with my girlfriend like last week,
mm-hmm.
And anyway, like right in the middle of it, like I just went totally limp. Like after 10 minutes, I just like totally went limp, right? And couldn't get it back up or whatever. Anyway, and so that's been tripping me out. And then lately, since then, this was like 3 or 4 days ago. I've been trying to jerk off and like. I can finish, but, like, I don't have an orgasm.
Yeah. First off, Dr. Ben knows this is bogus, and he's been here for 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
All right, so if Ben knows you're bogus...
I like that jerky talk, too.
You're triple bogus.
That's a damn lie, and you know it!
Thank you. And
I mean, I can come, but okay. I can't get
he's
a feeling.
Yeah? You can come, but you can't have an orgasm? What's that mean?
I don't know. But I was wondering.
Yeah? Go ahead.
Don't ruin his gig, Adam. He's got a point.
Yeah. A year ago, about a year ago, I got clean. I was doing a lot of ecstasy and a lot of cocaine.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if there's a connection.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. Probably should have threw that at the first.
Yeah.
What do I do? You know, am I scarred for life? You know, because this is the first time.
Now it's gone bogus again.
Yeah. It's hard. Yeah,
it's not hard. That's the problem. Here's the whole thing. Here's the whole thing.
Right.
Some people speak in a very insincere cadence, like Dr. Drew when he tries to act.
Okay.
It's just
we're about to find out. With Kate and Ashley,
it's bad.
Right?
It's going to be bad. I've done things with him before. Right. Yeah, he's a bad, horrible actor. But here's the whole thing. Some people just speak in a way that makes you think they're lying when they're not. They're just, their cadence is effed up.
Yeah.
They hit the wrong syllables, they just seem always just like if I was a cop and I pulled this guy over and I was like, you know, you went through that, I'd arrest him for murder. Like, two syllables into him explaining why his tags were expired on his plate, I'd bring him down, probably shoot him. So I don't know what to make of that.
It's,
all right, so Chris.
I have no idea where to go with this.
All right, so you got off ecstasy.
Yeah.
You got off heroin?
No, cocaine.
Cocaine. How did you get off those things?
Working the steps. I go to NA.
Working the steps?
Yeah.
What's step four?
Step four, is complete moral inventory.
All right. You're lucky I don't know what step four is and have to believe you. You son of a bitch.
I can recite them all.
Yeah, give them all. Step one,
admit that we are powerless over our addiction and our lives become unmanageable.
Step two?
Step two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity.
Three.
Maids
of Milken, right?
Oh,
was that the turtle doves?
Yeah,
which one is
I
that
can't
one?
Remember.
I cast thee out.
I got two confused with three, and I can't remember what two is.
All right, well,
I'm still impressed.
You're doing good.
I'm fine. I'm getting into it now.
Okay, what is the one? What's the trouble one? Is that seven? What's the one where my ex-junkie buddies call me and cry and apologize?
That's step nine.
Let's get rid of that one. I'm tired of that one.
That one was really good for me. I really.
It's good for you. It's hell for everybody else. You call. Here's what happens. It's like it's 2:30 in the morning. It's like, hey man, remember when I was really loaded and we were camping? And I was trying to F you. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. And you're like, hey buddy, I thought we agreed not to talk about that anymore. It's like, yeah, but I'm sorry, dude. And you're like, and you're freaked out now, and you're reliving whatever this guy did, and it makes me more uncomfortable than it did when it actually happened, because everyone was loaded at the time and you can forget about it. Now it's all weird.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of that nine. You keep that one to yourself. You do that to yourself. Look in the mirror and apologize. Stop calling me with that. All right, so did a lot of X, did a lot of coke, losing a little sensation in the penis, having his orgasm, doing his steps, staying sober. That's all good. Maybe it's time to go get a little workup. Speak to a physician. Maybe, you know, Drew talks about if you've done like a lot of acts, you might need to get up onto like some stabilizing drugs or something. There's like, I mean, if you did a lot of it, I don't know, or even a medium amount. Chris?
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of acts?
Yeah.
Okay, then I think you should really go in and consult with a doctor.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
I figured I'd call you guys, see what, you know.
Yeah, well, sorry, but
I
think that's what you should do. I think that's what Drew would say if he weren't getting paid, by the way, the same amount as I am, but making a movie with the Olsen twins in Canada.
Right.
It's not right. Not right. All right. Dropkick Murphy's here tonight. Dr. Ben filling in for Dr. Drew, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Ben. Dr. Ben doing a more than adequate job filling in for Dr. Drew. Ken and James in here tonight from Dropkick Murphys. We're going to go on tour. Actually touring right now with the Sex Pistols. Going to finish that up and then going to headline their own tour. Dr. Ben was nice enough to bring in a bunch of contraception.
A bunch of hormones here.
There's some new stuff that's out, and I just thought it'd be a good idea for him since he lugged it out from the car.
Right.
Or do you just drive a golf cart? What do you do? What do doctors drive these days?
Whatever gets us from point A to point B.
And brought in a bunch of stuff that's interesting. There's more stuff out there than just the condoms and the pills.
Right. So you guys talk about hormonal contraceptives, and I thought I'd bring in two examples that are not pill-based. So we already talked about one, Depo. So
right.
We had
that's a
pill.
Shot.
That's a shot.
And once every 3 months.
That's correct. Then fairly new forms of contraception are the patch. Think of the nicotine patch, but with hormones released into your system.
It goes over your eye, right?
Okay.
They should do one in a pirate form. You really know who were the money players at the club. You know, you see that Captain Loose Crotch over there. It's like, that's what it is. Do that patch. Do the patch. Do an eye patch.
Okay. Well, let me tell you the way the patch is right now. Right now, it goes either on the arm. It could go on the outside of the arm. It could go right above the waistline, either below the belt line or above the waistline. It can go on the butt cheeks. But basically, it's very well absorbed through the skin. You just have to rotate it. And what's nice about it is that you don't have to remember taking a pill every day.
And when you say rotate, you mean a new patch?
A new patch. And it's once every week. So you take three patches, just like with birth control pills where you have 21 days of pill. You're going to have 21 days of hormone, basically three patches once a week. You just take the old one off, put the new one on, and then you get a week patch-free where you actually get your period. Just like when you take your pills, you have that week of placebos. You get a week.
So they have a placebo patch?
Well, there's no reason to put anything on because you just get your period.
It's a little piece of duct tape or something to remind you. You want something on there?
Right. Yeah, that's an interesting point. Anyway, I brought it here just so you can look at it. It's about a 2x2 piece of tan tape.
It's not bad.
It's pretty discreet.
They've broken the edges so it's not sharp.
Right. It's not sharp.
Yeah, it's barely 2x2.
Yeah, so it's fairly small, and it sticks. It doesn't come off in the shower. Your clothes don't rub against it and kind of rip it off. So it's just like the nicotine patch gone hormonal.
And it's good, like if you run out of rolling papers and you're camping or something. I mean, it's got other uses. You could use it for something. I'm going to pull it off. Was that allowed to pull that off?
Yeah, go for it. I want you. You know, that's the way the real one. This one just doesn't have any hormones on it. And while you're looking at that, I've got. I'm holding in my hand about a. I don't know. Would you say this is 2.5 inches or so? I've got something that looks like a bangle that kids used to wear in the 80s.
The inner diameter of this. It's more than the 2 1/8 range.
2 1/8. Okay. Yeah. And it actually, this is called the Nuva Ring. The Nuva Ring is, again, another non-oral hormone-releasing system. This is basically inserted into the vagina once a month. It releases hormones through the mucous membranes of the vagina. So you basically are getting the same kinds of hormones that you would if you took a pill.
Oh,
you
really?
Don't have to remember taking a pill. It's inserted internally.
This thing's filled with something.
It is. It actually slowly releases hormones, and it gets into your system through the vagina. The vagina is actually an excellent place to absorb medication. Just like the gastrointestinal tract, when we swallow a tablet, the vagina can absorb medications. We use it all the time as gynecologists, and in this case, we use it for contraception.
I use it as a beer koozie.
Wow.
You know, when you're at the lake or whatever, it's a hot day.
Yeah.
You don't want to put the beer out on the lake. You don't want to put it in the water because kids will get into it. You should only use the beer koozie. Use it right there. It's right there.
Okay. Well, this is an estrogen and progesterone releasing ring, and basically it's completely comfortable. Adam can see that you can take twist it around.
Nah.
It's nobody feels it, including your sexual partner.
Yeah, no, there's no way I'm getting to that.
Okay.
I mean, I gotta. There ain't enough. I mean, you could take like bubble wrap, and put it around my dork. I couldn't touch the outside of this. So.
Right.
It's a hoop. It's a thin hoop. It's like what it looks like is almost looks like one of those black Madonna bracelets.
That's exactly
from the 80s.
I called it a bangle. Is that the right term?
The bangle bracelet?
Yeah, like a bangle bracelet, but maybe half the size.
Right.
You couldn't really fit it around your wrist.
Smart. So the size of a silver dollar, basically.
Okay.
A little bit bigger than that. And you just cram it right up on
so,
it.
I guess
what do you put it in there with? Your hand?
Yep. Yeah.
That's it?
Just almost like a tampon, except you have to be a little bit more proactive.
And where is it... And doesn't it inflate your vagina like
no.
You ever see your buddy, like when you go to a diner or something, and he says, I'm going to go out to the car for a minute, and then he stops and puts his face in front of the glass where you're sitting, and he puts his lips up, and then he blows it up, and he goes, and his mouth opens up like a puffer fish?
Okay.
Isn't that what the vagina would look like if you snapped this into it?
It doesn't do that because it's very collapsible. You can see it's not really hard like a diaphragm or
I don't know,
outer
but
ring.
If you have a like a light vagina, like a summer vagina,
okay,
wouldn't that move it around? No. Okay.
No.
All right.
So I guess the bottom line here is there are two new contraceptives that do not involve taking a tablet every day. Bottom line.
Right. All right. Well, these things, God willing, will catch on. And this one, the ring thing, looks
the
even
Nuva
newer. Nuva ring.
Yes.
I like that.
All right.
Yeah, it's cool. Works.
All right. And when it's done, you use it for like a scrunchie, right? You put your hair in a ponytail.
Yeah, you got to go in and get it when it's done.
Yeah.
Who goes in?
The patient. The person who's using it. They have to insert it and take
it's crazy.
Out. And people get really comfortable about doing it. They just feel for it, pull
right.
it out. It's
and
really
then you put
easy.
It in the fridge or something?
Yeah, actually it needs to be refrigerated, so you just have to put it somewhere cold.
Don't put
really?
It in my food.
Kid's going to end up eating and choking on it. What happened to Tom? He's not with us. It choked on a Nuva ring. He thought it was a pot. Well, it's humiliating. All right, let's one more call. Let's see. Someone's been on hold for 53 minutes.
Okay.
Line two. Jessica?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes, I am.
You're a heroin addict?
Yes, I am.
And you haven't had your period in 3 months.
Yes.
You're
and I took a pregnancy test about 2 weeks ago, and it was negative, and I'm wondering if the heroin can affect the pregnancy test.
No.
You're a heroin addict.
You're not.
Yes,
true. You're not pregnant. So let's put that away. But how much do you weigh? Jessica.
Right now, probably like 115.
And how tall are you?
5'5".
115 is not too heavy. And has there been some recent weight loss for you because of the heroin addiction?
Yes.
Yeah, that's very common.
Are you snorting it? Are you shooting it?
I'm shooting it.
All
right. So that's what's going on, Jessica. The short answer is you don't have enough body fat, especially with the weight loss, that you cannot make enough estrogen to actually get a period. That's
okay,
what's going on.
Okay, so I go to the doctor and...
Well, you know, there could be a couple of other things. People with thyroid dysfunction and some very rare other hormonal issues that can be looked at in an easy blood test. But I can tell you overwhelmingly that's where it's coming from. It's not a pregnancy. It's because you're like an anorectic at this point who doesn't make enough fat to make a period.
Well, how about getting off the heroin?
Yeah, I mean, that's the easiest step. Start eating and stop taking heroin.
I eat.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know.
All right, well, listen, we're out of time, unfortunately. I know you've been on hold for like an hour and you're junky and life's horrible, but you really got to get off the heroin.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't know what your plan is for that, but that's got to be job one for you.
Your body is telling you to get off of heroin. So
yeah.
Do it.
All right. And I'm telling
no
you,
periods.
Too. All right. Please do that. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show, everybody. What are you going to do? Where's the time go? I want to thank Dropkick Murphys for coming in here tonight.
Thank you.
Good meeting you guys. Come back anytime you like, Ken and James. It was a delight. Dr. Ben, wonderful as usual, showing up prepared. God bless you.
Thanks,
Dr. Marcel, the plastic surgeon, or Dr. Bruce, as we know him, Dr. Spaz, in here tomorrow night. One or the other. I'll figure it out sometime in the next 22 hours. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Ben saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.